15, you pass up the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father God, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise. We thank you for this day and another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. We ask you now to look down upon this thy servant. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would allow your power and your presence to rule everything that I will say and everything that I will do. As we magnify your name, we know, Heavenly Father, that you are truly worthy to be praised. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those of you that are watching by internet, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalm 34. Sister Matheson, we may do 1 through 4. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4, where we find these words which are recorded. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fear. Thank you. You may be seated. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I want to use our topic this morning, a Thanksgiving blessing. A Thanksgiving blessing. How many of us this morning desire a Thanksgiving blessing? We all need a Thanksgiving blessing, and it is more than just what we will experience this coming Thursday. Thanksgiving is more than the food. Thanksgiving is what we thank the Lord for in our life, through our life, and all the things he has sanctioned, declared, and decreed for each and every one of us. As we approach the Thanksgiving season, Thanksgiving in America is a time to give thanks to God for all that we have and all that he has done. So often and so many times we look at what we have done. So often we look at what I have got. So often we look at I did this, but the reality is the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, so we don't own anything. As a matter of fact, parenthetically, we can make it a little simpler. Everything that we have will be left for somebody else. If you have left it to your daughter, she marries, now it goes to somebody else. So what you develop and work for does not belong to you. Everything belongs to the Lord. And the Lord has made it plain that nothing here belongs to us. He owns it all. As Americans, we have truly been blessed. And we as a people have a lot to be grateful for. All of the freedoms and all of the amenities that we enjoy today have been granted to us by God. And God watches over the things he has given us. And we as a nation should never forget where our blessings come from. We should never forget. David said in the 34th Psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, plural, exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, personal. The historical text tell us that David here pretends to be insane. If there's ever a time we see people that are losing their mind, it's now. Inflation, poverty, wars, all of the things that are going on causes a disturbance and issues and problems that are occurring in our society. But here we see David pretends to be insane. And in that particular culture, my brothers and sisters, those who were suffering from insanity were thought to either be cursed by the gods, not God, but gods, little gods, or specially touched by the divine message. In either case, most people did not desire to have any contact with these individuals. And as a result of David pretending to be insane, King Abimelech sent David away. And what could have become a disaster for David ended up in David's safety, or it ended up in David's survival. So David, who penned this 34th Psalm, said in that first verse, I will bless the Lord. The first thing that we see is that David's praise is personal. The psalmist said, I. And what that revealed to us is that our praise and our thanksgiving should be personal. My brothers and sisters, mama can't do it for me, papa can't do it, my wife can't do it for me, neither can my children. Your personal is praise. And let me parenthetically say this, you can't praise the Lord sitting still and not saying a word. Praise is an exhortation, it comes out of you. Have you heard people say it don't take all of that? I beg the difference. It does take all of that. Now, if God has been so good to you, I don't know how your mouth is closed and you not give him the praise. Because everything that you own comes from him. Everything that you have come from him. These Mercedes Benz that we drive come from him. And we can't even say thank you and give him praise. My brothers and sisters, this is personal. No one can give praise to the Lord for you but you. For we are told that God inhabited the praises of his what? You read in text. The praises of his people. Now, if you are his children, if we are Christian, which implies that we are all Christ-like, that say we follow the example, the lifestyle of Christ. And if Christ told us that we ought to honor and worship and praise the Father, what make us sit still and not give him the praise, the honor, as well as the glory for who he is, how great he is, and the many blessings he has bestowed upon each and every one of us. My brothers and sisters, Jesus expressed his absolute trust in his Father, in God. No matter what happened or what was happening in his life at that moment, or how alone he felt, Jesus knew that God was present and in control, ruling his hour of his greatest need. When his disciples, those that were in his inner circle, those that were close to him, like these preachers are close to me, those that are in in an inner circle when Jesus said, can you come and pray with me, fell asleep. And my brothers and sisters, in Jesus' greatest hour, he prayed to the Father, even in the midst of all of the things that was about to take place in his life. One who was about to give his life for those who did not deserve to live. Now we know, Jared, why he said, I come to give you life, and that you might have life more abundantly. And those that fell asleep, the Lord was praying for them, even in the midst of their sleepiness. My brothers and sisters, God inhabited the praises of his people. Out of the 8 billion people in the world, all were created by God, but not all 8 billion are God's people. But if you are a Christian, born and baptized, and have accepted him, there ought to be some praises sometime in our lives. We sing songs like, with God, blessing, or God's blessing. Songs like, blessed, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. We sing songs like, great things, for he has done great things for me. And if God has done great things for you, that ought to be some blessing in your worship and your praise. Darrell, if I wanted to, I would say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That's enough there. And when we sing songs like that, our praise goes up, and God acknowledges and acknowledges those praise. See, every once in a while, we have to get out of traditional stuff and do what God has instructed us to do. I did something so unusual right there that you thought, well, the pastor shouldn't be preaching, and he ought to be preaching. But God inhabited the praises of his people. And it doesn't matter whether I sing a song or whether I preach it, whatever gives him praise, honor.